Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So at the end of April, the gambling industry hosted an event in a hospitality tent at the Punchestown races, and it's reported this morning that several government TDs and senators were guests in that tent, and it comes as the Oireachtas is preparing to regulate gambling for the first time. I'm joined now by Craig Hughes, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, who has this exclusive today. Good morning, Craig. Thanks very much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about when the event took place and who was there.
Good morning, Claire. Yes, so on the 28th of April, it was the Thursday of the Punchestown race meet. Eight current members of the Oireachtas were brought to this hospitality tent at the race course. There were three tables. They were paid for by the Irish Bookmakers Association. They were treated to a two-course meal and a free bar for the entire day.
And who was there?
So we have Paul Keogh, former Minister for Defence and Government Chief Whip, Fine Gael Senator Regina Doherty, who's also the leader of the Shannon, Fianna Fáil TD Jackie Cahill, Fine Gael Senators Gareth Ahern and Martin Cummins, Fine Gael TD Joe Carey, Fianna Fáil Senator Paul Daly and Fine Gael Senator John Cummins. Now, and the last two, so your listeners might remember, were both also attended the Golfgate dinner in Clifton as well.
Okay, and worth mentioning that all charges relating to that dinner were dismissed in the district court. Just to go through those names again. So from Fine Gael, you had Senator Gareth Ahern, Senator Michael Conway, Senator John Cummins, Joe Carey TD, Paul Keogh TD, John Cummins Senator and Senator Regina Doherty. Is that's right from the Fine Gael side?
Yeah, Martin Conway, Paul Keogh. Yeah, you're right.
And on the Fianna Fáil side, Senator Paul Daly and the TD Jackie Cahill.
That's right.
Now, you've looked for a right of reply from all of the politicians involved, as have we this morning. What did they have to say to you, Craig?
So there was a wall of silence, with the exception of Paul Keogh, who told me that he was there in a private capacity. And when I asked him who else was there, he said, "I'm not squealing on anyone else."
Okay. And the TDs and senators, they'll be invited, as people probably know, to many events around the country. Your story makes it clear today that this event, it wasn't logged on the lobbying register. What rules govern when events have to be logged on that lobbying register, Craig? Do they have to say that they went to this thing?
No, they don't. So as far as we know, there's nothing illegal has taken place. The lobbying rules state that a designated body, so like the Irish Bookmakers Association, if they were having a meeting with a politician where legislation was being discussed, well, then that should be logged. However, my understanding is that their position is that they have complied with the regulations and that this wasn't, that the legislation wasn't discussed at the event. Now, when I was talking to one of the attendees and I asked them about this very point, they said, well, look, you know, the work wasn't really talked about, but maybe they do these things to butter you up for again.
Okay. The Irish Bookmakers Association, they've released a statement and I'll bring that to you now. The Irish Bookmakers Association attends and supports Irish horse racing events regularly. On the occasions where we secure hospitality, we invite guests and colleagues who would enjoy a day at the races to join us. Our guests vary each year and range from greyhound breeders, professional colleagues, industry stakeholders and IBA members, to politicians who are local to where the event is being held, as well as those with a known interest in the sport. The IBA operates at all times in full compliance with the lobbying register requirements, and there was no requirement to make a return to the register, which, Craig, we've established there. They also point out that they secured three tables in a room filled with about 80 other tables. Did you get to speak to a politician in attendance, someone who preferred to remain anonymous, but what did they have to say to you about the issue?
Yeah, so on that, I think just as I mentioned, they said that, you know, the legislation wasn't generally discussed, but they were kind of just brought there to have a good time.
But they did say maybe they were going to butter us up, as you say.
Yeah.
But they did tell you, didn't they, that they were talking to somebody from one big gambling company.
Yes, and now that company haven't come back, so I won't name who they were, but they said there was other representatives from a different gambling company there and that they were talking with politicians. Now, again, we don't know what was discussed, but all of a sudden you have not just the Irish Bookmakers Association, but someone else in the room. And of course, this is all extremely relevant because the Oireachtas is preparing for the first time after more than a decade of promising to regulate gambling.
Okay, we tried to get comments from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil on this. We haven't managed to yet. Did you get anything back?
No, it was no comment from both parties last night.
Okay, now we mentioned at the start that the Oireachtas Committee on Justice, they're recommending that the Gambling Regulation Bill go further than initially proposed. So let's talk about what's happening on that front. Craig, what's the status of that bill?
Yeah, so initially the initial drafting of the bill or the kind of general scheme of it was published And that kind of set out the broad purposes of it, like to set up a gambling regulator that would kind of oversee and license operators here, set up a social insurance fund, the safeguards around child protection and tighter ad regulation. Now, last week, the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Justice published a series of recommendations as part of their pre-legislative scrutiny that recommended going much further than had been initially intended, it including a ban on credit cards and gambling, a ban on fixed odds betting terminals. These are called the crack cocaine of gambling. They've been a subject of high controversy in the UK. No political advertising before the 9 p.m. watershed, and also background checks for potential financial vulnerabilities. And of course that brings the prospect of many high profile cases before of people who were gambling millions, and of course if you looked at their day job certainly wouldn't have been able to afford it.
Right, okay, so this is a very critical moment because this is the first time that we've gotten to this point in this country where we're talking about gambling regulation in this way.
Yeah, so in 2013 the Gambling Control Bill was proposed, never made it, never passed. Again in 2018 they tried to bring a revised version of the Gambling Control Bill 2018, and again, didn't happen. So we've had two successive governments talk about gambling regulation and not introduce it.
Okay, well, just to say again, and we mentioned this earlier, we've offered Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil a right of reply as parties. We've also invited all of the named politicians who are currently in the Oireachtas and who are at that event to comment. So if we hear back from any of those people, or indeed the parties, before the end of the show, we'll bring that to you. But for now, Craig Hughes from the Irish Daily Mail, thank you very much for bringing us that story.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.